a change of mission for the remaining US forces in Iraq. Instead of being on frontline combat missions, 2,500 US personnel and 1,000 troops from the international coalition forces have switched to training and advising their Iraqi allies. The transition deal announced earlier this month was sealed in July by Iraq's Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi and U.S. President Joe Biden. It stipulates that U.S. troops would stick to only training Iraqi forces and exchanging intelligence.
Both Iran and the United States supported us in the war against terrorism, but they mustn't use our soil to settle scores. We can't let any of these parties target our people. We have addressed that message to all through diplomacy and the strategic dialogue, which stressed maintaining Iraq's sovereignty.
A gradual downsizing of U.S. troops was already happening on the orders of former President Donald Trump. But a proxy war in the region has been fomented by conflict between Iran and the U.S. Iraq's Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi is facing increasing pressure from armed groups and their political wings, which are allied to Iran. They reject any U.S. foothold in Iraq, no matter what their role is. A pro-Iranian armed group sounded this warning.
Any U.S. military presence in the country is considered an occupation. We will go by Article No. 51 of the UN Charter, which gives nations the right to resist any military presence on their lands. Therefore, we will take up arms and fight them as we did before.
The conflict has escalated since the killing of Iranian commander Qasem Soleimani and Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis, a leader of Iraq's popular mobilization forces, in a U.S. drone attack near Baghdad airport last January. That triggered Iraq's House of Representatives to pass a resolution demanding all foreign troops leave the country. U.S. personnel, along with coalition forces, used several military bases across Iraq since the U.S.-led invasion in 2003 to depose Saddam Hussein. The foreign forces played a major role in the fight against ISIL, which occupied some parts of Iraq before its defeat in 2017. Now, with the resurgence of ISIL sleeper cells in some areas, as well as Iranian intervention, the question is whether the Pentagon's mission shift will have an operational impact. Mahmoud Abdul Wahid, Al Jazeera, Baghdad.